every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for anybody but ourselves.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Oh, come on. We can speak for somebody.
We don't speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMSOS. What was the other one?
Wow, you're right. We don't speak for anybody.
What was the other one, Shelly?
The new one? LBADRA.
No, there was another new, like some weird new secular.
And Jesse James.
They were both SOS.
Oh, they're both SOS.
Yes. One is Secular Organization for Sobriety, and the other one is Save Ourselves.
Now, does a secular organization of sobriety, yeah. I wonder if they cover drugs.
Now, ourselves would actually be a compound word, so it would only be S-O.
Well, they call themselves S-O-S.
That's because they're lame. They need Shelley, the major grammarian there. welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with the Magic Maker.
Shelley.
And Mark.
It's a good day today.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day last
week. Happy Father's Day.
By the time the show goes up. Because we got a couple in the can. Had a good day. Mark went to the most fabulous hamburger joint on the planet.
I did. We need them to advertise with us so I can tell everybody about it.
You know what? Yeah. We should hold off on advertising.
We should do a remote from there. Without the microphones. Just go eat.
Yeah, just go eat. you know what? What I did one time is I made a website called greatinns.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's one existing now, but I would call up Bed and Breakfast and say that I'm from greatinns.com, and I'd like to do a story about them, make them the Bed and Breakfast of the Month. And I created a couple of back ones, you know, put them up, and they'd have me come out, and they give me this huge discount rate. I say, treat me just like you would anyone else. And, of course, they totally didn't.
Of course.
You know. I got the room for like a couple times, got it comped, had them come and do stuff. Now, the funny thing is, though, they almost without fail, I'd get like a wine and cheese platter in my room. And
how?
I'm like,
how great for you.
Yeah, I don't drink. So then I'd get a Martinelli's and cheese platter. It was awesome. It was free.
You're such a scammer.
Well, look at me. I'm a dope fiend alcoholic just because I'm not getting loaded.
You're probably hard to hear right now, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
What the hell? Okay. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Awesome Foley skills as usual.
We have shout outs to Fran, Robert, and Sarah.
Shout out.
Shout cubed.
Okay, I might be a little bit slow tonight. In Shoreline, Washington, Lester Matheson, Lester Matheson, lives alone in his log cabin and gets around pretty well for a guy going on 93.
Sweet.
Until someone broke into his home, tied him up with duct tape, hand and foot, and robbed his place. However, he chewed through the restraints with his dentures.
Nice.
And freed himself. And for that, for freeing himself and surviving the robbery... a group of school children in Memphis, Tennessee have made him have crowned him the winner of their Hero Award for 2011.
Sweet.
Kind of made his day. It didn't help that he'd been robbed, but you know.
You know, the fact.
You got a year's supply of Orajel.
Yeah.
Is it me or does a robber got to be lame? I mean, you got to duct tape a 93-year-old guy. You'd think you could just like. Drive him in your truck a block away and leave him there, and then, you know, it'd take him that long to get back. He'd already be gone.
Not sure he'd ever find his way back.
Clearly.
Okay, in Idaho. We had home another story potato. Like this, but it was from Texas. This is Snake House Part 2.
Snake House.
Yeah, I remember that.
Part
remember the
I
Snake
remember
House?
I remember that.
Yes.
Well, apparently in Idaho, there's also a house like that that had been built on top of a snake den. The one in Texas was on top of a rattlesnake den.
Yes.
And there were like thousands of snakes everywhere. This one is just garter snakes.
Oh.
But.
Creepy nonetheless.
Get some cats.
Now, I don't get this. They bought the house.
Get some rats.
You would think, yeah, they should advertise the house as rodent-free.
Yeah.
You would think that when you bought the house that you would notice the fact that the front lawn was moving.
Yes.
When you went to look at the house.
Yes. Is there that many snakes?
There's that many snakes. There's tens of thousands of snakes.
Now, yeah.
Indy, the floor is moving.
How do you get tens of thousands of snakes
very
off
easily.
One snake den?
All you need is
a
male and a female snake and no cable TV.
Yeah, there you go. It just sounds like a lot. I mean, tens of thousands sounds like a lot of
sometimes
snakes.
Sometimes snakes congregate together and they build these huge underground dens and they just keep propagating and having more and more babies.
I got to tell you, you know, it's funny because I've never heard of that.
And then they go lay eggs in
the
walls.
Need to show that on like. You know, I watch the Discovery Channel fairly regularly. How can they don't have crap like that on?
We should go buy the snake house and shoot a documentary.
It's all like Bear Grylls.
Okay, to everyone listening out there, please send money and we're going to go buy the snake house as soon as you get enough money to us.
Yeah, it's only $109,000 marked down from like $179,000.
I used to
there
have a
go.
Snake house, but it was just a bunch of dudes.
A
the
dollar,
snake house.
A dollar each.
Yeah, we'd only need 109,000 people.
Wow, a dollar each from 10% of you.
There you go.
That would work.
Sweet. Awesome.
Of course, I'm not going in the snake house. Y'all can go in, but I'm not going in.
It's garter snakes.
Garter snakes.
Yeah, but
it's
that
just
many?
Creepy. It's just creepy.
I mean, one or two is fine,
but
that
many?
Are you going
to do gum you to death? Ma, 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 ma.
Okay.
We'll send the guy with the dentures after him.
You can go in there and have lunch.
A Seattle woman has been charged with third-degree assault and domestic violence after she allegedly squeezed her boyfriend's testicles so hard during a fight that he had to have surgery.
Oh. Did they pop?
Jennifer Cologne, 30 years old, was arrested on May 24th after a boyfriend called 911 to report that she was being abusive.
Do you know how many guys right now are just cringing? And
two for sure.
They're like pulling the turning off the sound.
Let's see. The couple argued, and he threatened to leave. When the man ignored her apology, because I guess she apologized to him, she grasped his testicles and squeezed very hard.
Oh,
so she meant the apology.
The man felt extreme pain and saw blood in his groin area.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Shelly.
Should I stop now?
There are certain stories you need to clear through us in the future.
Help me.
I was going to give you guys a, you know, cross your legs warning, but I forgot.
Oh. Yeah, crossing the legs doesn't really help with that.
I have a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach right now.
Yeah. That's a rough one. You know what's funny? Shelly sort of looked rather gleeful as she was reading that one. Like,
you might want to sleep with one eye open tonight there.
You better watch yourself.
Better careful there, bruiser.
In Corpus Christi, Texas, a judge has some harsh words for a mother charged with spanking her own child before sentencing her to probation. You don't spank children today, said the judge. In the old days, maybe we got spanked, but that was a different quarrel. We don't spank children anymore.
What?
It was a straightforward spanking.
Huh?
Her mother, she'd done something wrong, the child had done something wrong, the mother spanked her.
Okay, now wait, is that why she's in front of the judge?
Yes, 5 years of probation. She got 5 years of probation for...
Wow. Since when did the government, or in this case the judicial system, get to tell you that you can't spank your
kid?
Since
the last election.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that's Texas, too. And Texas, normally pretty conservative
state. Is that a
state
judge? State. A municipal judge? A federal judge?
Doesn't say.
Yeah.
Wow.
The judge of the Okefenokee Swamp.
I think that judge needs spanking. Ladies, I'm going to take him out back.
You can't spank your kid?
No, apparently not.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't spank my kid very much, but there was a couple times where they got a spanking.
They get them.
Not much.
You betcha.
Only a couple times that I remember. But
I got one or two myself.
Yeah.
Or five or six or ten.
Wow.
I still remember my first spanking.
I just spank newcomers now. You know what? I remember my mom going to spank me one time, and I stuck a book in my pants, and she didn't. I mean, I knew I was going to get it, and she went to swat me, and you know, didn't really notice that I had. Like, I walked up to her because she's like, "Come here." She just turned me around and swatted me, hit the hardcover book.
Ooh.
Yeah, she didn't find that amusing at all.
You thought that was a lot funnier than she did.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Until she pulled the book out and really let me have it.
In Glastonbury, Connecticut, a 31-year-old Vernon man faces drug possession charges after allegedly placing an advertisement seeking marijuana on Craigslist.
That seems to be a thing. You know, a guy I know said that he was, there's a thing for like women meet men, women meet women, and he said that it said something like they'll say, oh, I'm 420 friendly, and I'm like, you really want to advertise that?
Man seeking woman with medical card?
Exactly.
Yeah, he the Narcotics Task Force took him into custody by setting up a sting where they picked him up in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant where he went to pick up the pot.
An idiot.
What a convenient place, though.
At the fast food place?
At the fast food place.
Yeah, you'd have
Let me smoke a dupe before I go in and get my sweet potato fries.
It's hard for us because we're in California, where we know that they would just shrug their shoulders.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I know a guy that had at one time had been in the program, and he's got a card, and he comes over to my store every so often, and he just reeks. And I'm like, what happens if you get pulled over? He goes, oh, I've been pulled over. And I'm like, dude, you reek. Your car reeks. I mean, it's odd. I mean, he doesn't even get a DUI, and I don't know why. Because you should get a DUI no matter what, I would think. I know there's no way to field test that, but.
In Hudson,
Florida.
A man actually told Pasco County Sheriff's deputies that he had had about 10 beers too many as he celebrated his birthday.
Wow. Was he driving?
58-year-old James Taylor, yes. 58-year-old James Taylor says he drank 48 beers on Thursday evening, which was 10 beers too many.
He's one of us.
Yes.
That was 10 beers too many?
That was 10 beers too many.
That
means no.
38 was okay.
I'm sorry, I'm mixing up stories. He wasn't driving. He's a transient. He was on the beach. He was harassing people on the beach because he was drunk. And then someone reported him when he exposed his genitals and urinated in the middle of the sand.
Should have sent that guy's wife after him.
Yeah, grab his testicles.
Yeah. Yes, he's charged with disorderly intoxication in a public place.
I love the fact that I drank 10 too many. So 38 would have been just right.
Yeah.
Case and a half. Almost. Wow.
All right, in Lakeland,
Florida.
Neighbors are outraged that a Lakeland father accused of pulling in thousands of dollars a month heading up a heroin operation allegedly used taxpayer money to collect hundreds of dollars in food stamps.
Got to eat.
Wait. How did he use taxpayer money to collect?
Well.
Or he used tax money collecting?
Yeah, he collected taxpayer dollars in food stamps.
Well, you can't really declare the heroin operation, therefore you are kind of.
Yeah.
Legally unemployed.
Yeah, that's true. But still.
The heroin dealer didn't have a whole bunch of morals to start with.
Wait, you know what's funny? Like when you ask people and they're looking to write their resume and they're like, well, I was employed, but I was dealing drugs.
I was in sales.
Yeah.
And marketing.
Herbal sales.
Yeah.
I was an herbal sales representative.
Yeah. Herbal Life?
For Flacco Industries.
Herbal Life? Sort of.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Flacco Industries in South Central Los Angeles.
In Spring Hill,
Florida.
Wow.
Sorry, lots of Florida stories today.
Wow.
Florida.
Michael Quinn, 24 years old, and his girlfriend brought in two old or used McDonald's drink cups into the store and demanded refills. When they were not allowed a refill, they became belligerent and began to cuss at the woman. Then they left the restaurant and came back banging on the windows because the after they left, the clerk called 911. Then they came back to the window and showed a 5-inch long knife. And he yelled at the woman to come outside so he could cut her up.
Whoops.
Did she?
No, they got arrested.
So I wonder if it was worth that, $1.29 soda. getting arrested. Probably don't have a lot of soda in jail. I don't think. Wow.
I don't think so.
Awesome. People, right. People that don't get their... You ever see the things where they play jokes on people? Like they go up to Burger King or something. They say, we're out of Whoppers. And people in the drive-thru are like, they're seriously getting pissed. They're like, what do you mean you're out of Whoppers? That's like your signature hamburger. Well, we don't have any Whoppers. The hell are you talking about? I mean, people getting like really mad about it. And it's like, it's a fast food generation.
What's really scary is we don't have any Whoppers, but you can order a different burger. And people are, like, getting upset. And you're like, wait, if they have other burgers, guys, they
have
Whoppers.
Yeah, why can't you make a Whopper?
They make a Whopper.
Yeah.
You know?
In Laguna Beach.
Right here.
Right here. Where at? What happened?
Stephen McDowell.
I know him.
Stephen McDowell, sorry.
Oh, no.
You don't know him.
No, I don't know him.
Found $110,000 deposited in his bank account, courtesy
of the
IRS.
Dude, I was
going to
say, I lost $110,000.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, where'd my money go?
The IRS deposited into his account.
Thanks, IRS.
However, he is now up on charges of, let's see.
For what?
Grand theft and misappropriation of property.
Whoa.
He used the money to pay off student loans and pay back some of back mortgage money that he owed. The tax refund money was meant for a 67-year-old woman instead.
You know what? I can't hardly hold that against him. The IRS says, here's a bunch of cash? Okay.
Okay.
She had closed the bank account that she'd filed with them, and the account number was subsequently assigned to McDowell. So the IRS just sent it to that bank account.
So why is that guy's fault?
Well, I think the worst that can happen to him is he has to pay it back over a period of time.
He suggested paying it back. She has declined his offer because she's unsatisfied with the size of his monthly payment.
He doesn't owe it to her. The IRS owes it.
He owes it to the IRS. The IRS owes her.
Yeah.
The IRS's fault.
Stop by our studio. We'll help you out with this one.
Yeah. You need a... He doesn't even... In my opinion, he doesn't even need that great of a lawyer. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah, the IRS owes her the money because they have a duty to get the money to her.
Right. And if they put it in the wrong thing, that's, you know...
Yeah.
If they didn't check...
Right.
Matter of fact... My guess would be that it's really on her because she should have informed the IRS she got a new account and that account's no good anymore.
Right.
I don't think that guy's culpable.
They put the money into the account that they had, and the account was his. That means that she authorized them to put the money in that account.
Yes.
Therefore, it was authorized to go into his account, and he spent it quickly, which is exactly what you should do.
I think, you know what? I hope we get an update on that, because I think he's going to walk on that.
Yep.
I'll have to keep my eyes peeled for an update.
Plus, he's got a bunch of money in the bank. He could probably hire a good lawyer.
Yeah. Let me do one last quick one. In Big Bear Lake, California...
A quickie.
Students at Big Bear High School are being asked to return their yearbooks after the discovery of an explicit photograph on one of their pages.
Nice.
Yep.
You think it's online yet?
It shows a 17-year-old boy's hands inside the clothing of a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, shit.
In the background of a picture.
In the background of a picture of a school dance.
Wow.
Yeah,
that'll for sure be online.
And the advisor for the yearbook staff didn't notice it.
Nobody's going to turn it back.
It will not be online.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. All it takes is for one guy to scan it.
They have told anybody keeping the yearbook that you are now in possession of child pornography.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's going to go online.
I'll bet it does.
They won't put child porn on where you can find it.
Bruce is going to go looking.
It'll be there somewhere.
Go hunt.
You know what's a great picture? I saw a great picture from like a high school dance, and it's not porn at all, but these two people are dancing. This one guy's got like... what's clearly a drink, and there's another guy who's like, this guy's holding it in his hand, he's slow dancing with this girl, and this other guy's like coming up behind him like and drinking out of the straw, out of the guy's drink while he's dancing with this chick.
I like that.
That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now.
We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Awesome. Love CASA.
Yeah.
Great, great folks.
Yeah.
So, we have a topic.
We do. What's the topic, Bruce?
Kid gloves. Kid gloves.
What are those?
Those are what you handle people with if you want to take really careful care of them because they're so fragile that you can't do it any other way. Now, as we know, Mark and I for sure... And Shelly has experience with hardcore old-timers as well because she was in Alateen and all that, was able to see some of the old-timers from AA. But certainly old-timers would look at you and say, we don't do that. Now, maybe not all, but I remember guys that would just rag on you when you were new. They're like, shut up, sit down, you know, take the cotton out of your ears, stick it in your mouth, listen up, you freaking drunk, you know, I mean, all that kind of thing. Shelly's like, no, no, no.
I hate the take the cotton out of your ears and stick it in your mouth.
It sounds so unsanitary.
Well, quite apart from that. Once you hit about 30 days, because when you first walk in, you're dazed and confused and not sure you want to be there.
For so long, it's
yada,
not
yada,
true.
Yada. When you hit about 30 days, and I remember this from my personal experience, and I've seen it in others, you suddenly need to talk.
Yeah, get a sponsor.
I don't necessarily agree with it. I think at 30 days that you should... I was told in my first 30 days by somebody who had 14 years that I should find a way to tell my story, or at least part of my story, about once a month.
Yeah, go to a beginner's meeting. You can tell it once a week.
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing to have newcomers talk. Not for long. 3 to 5 is good. But they've got to get some things out. And some of the older people need to hear that crap so they remember what it was like.
Mark?
What?
Mark is just chomping at the bit here.
Mark, how long do you want to hear a newcomer share?
A little.
A little.
I thought that was a great share by a speaker I heard one night. If you're a newcomer, you're the most important person in this room, and we want to hear from you. A little.
Oh, no. You know what? We had a great speaker
last night?
CA meeting last night. Oh. And he goes, you know what? The newcomer's the most important person in any meeting. He goes, forget that. He goes, I'm the most important person at any meeting. He goes, you know what? You should feel that way, too.
Yeah.
He said, if you're not the most important person there...
Because if I'm not here, none of you matter.
That's right. If I'm not in the room, it don't matter.
Yep.
I've always thought the coffee maker was the most important person.
That's right.
There is something to be said for that. So, Mark,
yeah.
you're a kid gloveless kind of person.
That's not true.
Sometimes.
I have compassion for the newcomers. I treat them gently until they do something stupid, which is usually about 30 seconds in.
I think I really think on the show you get a bad rap because people have said, oh, how you don't like newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you work with tons of newcomers.
Yeah. You know, and I do it.
Whenever they ask.
I kind of agree with Shelley that, you know, newcomers really do need to share. But the thing is they really need to get a sponsor first so the sponsor can guide them into the fact of what they need to share in a meeting and what they need to share with their sponsor.
Yeah, don't vomit on the meeting.
Right, but I mean, because it's a really good idea. I mean, I really like when a newcomer comes in and says, I've been here for 17 days, and you know what? I'm here, and I'm not drinking or using, and I'm really scared because I know that I don't know anything yet. Perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
But when they start sharing, you know, when they hear a leader who's got like 15 years of sobriety do like a 15-minute pitch, and then they're the first one to share coming off the break, and they decide that they need to one-up the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was 7...
it's like
my mom drank when I was in the womb, so I actually started drinking before I was born.
Yeah, it's like the guys that... Well, we've seen this many times. You go to like a step study workshop, and you got guys with 20 days that are sharing on step 10.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? I didn't think you were there yet. Or I love the people that come in. And I'm not saying it's wrong for newcomers to share either, but mm-hmm. I think sometimes they need to get put in their place. But there'll be times when a guy will be like talking about what a great program they work, and they're on like their 11th day. Now, granted, at 11 days, not drinking is good program. Nice. But, you know, if they're like, I love the people that say, I'm working my steps every day. And I'm like, what step are you on? One.
I guess you're working your
step every day. Yeah. But then they're going to talk about, you know, I admit when I'm wrong. I'm like, dude, you're on step one. What are you doing 10 step for? You know, let's.
That's right. Well, that's fine.
Good. Keep it in order a little bit.
Admit when you're wrong. Yeah. The only problem being is you're basically wrong all the time right now. So, yeah, I feel really bad because I agreed with Shelly and she wasn't even in the studio when I agreed with her.
I'm sorry. I had a moth doing the backstroke in my drink. I had to go and get a new Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
It was imperative.
And I agreed with you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he did. He said newcomers should, you know, there's definitely times newcomers should be allowed to share.
Yeah, but I said they should have a sponsor first so the sponsor can kind of direct them on what to share in meetings and what to share with your sponsor.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, I enjoy when newcomers come in and they share their feelings. Because they have very few of them when they first show up. They have fear.
Rage.
And they have fear. And they have rage. You know what the rage is about? Fear.
They're scared.
So, you know, and I mean, when they come in and share it, that reminds me. But when they come in and share about, you know, the, you know, two handles of Jim Beam that they drank every day and then they're, you know, 24 years old and.
You're great. You drink more than me.
You were drinking two handles of Jim Beam a day? I'm betting you weren't, but you know
how much is a handle?
It's one of those
ones that has the handle, like the half gallon ones.
Yeah.
Well, what about this? Because we're kind of talking about newcomers. Because how about sponsees? Because clearly there's some people that you sponsor that are more fragile than other people. Because there's a couple of guys that I sponsor where I just tell them straight out, look, this is the way it freaking is. And you know what? You either got to do it this way or, you know, my way or hit the highway. You know, because there's specifically one where I told him, I said, dude, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. You know, and, you know, I had to get to that level with this guy to even get him to take direction. And I'm like, the only thing I know is that you don't know. And that guy went in and out, and you know he's doing okay now. But I mean, you know, where do you draw those lines, Shelly, between the one you really gotta sort of coddle at the beginning and the ones that you just lay right into them?
I don't know. I don't know that I've had enough sponsees to have enough experience with that. I don't really chase them down. I mean, if I've been working with somebody and they've been calling me regularly and then suddenly they don't call for a couple of days, I'll call them or text them.
Oh.
But usually I expect them to call me because if they really want to get sober, that's what I did. I mean, I was told, you know, call me every day and I did.
What if it's, you know, they're working on steps and they're just not doing it? Do you just roll it out to them like, hey, you need to do this? Or do you say, oh, you can work on it later. You probably won't drink.
No.
You'll probably be okay.
I bug.
Really?
I'm kind of at that point right now where I'm about to say, you know, start moving along here.
Write your damn inventory? Let me guess. Is it someone on a four-step?
Almost.
Oh.
That'd be yes.
So, yeah, I'm almost at the... I'm about to push you off the cliff point.
How about you, Mark?
You know what? I don't think I've ever bugged anybody to work a step. Because this program is... It's remarkable how this program works.
It's for those who want it, not those who need it.
Well, people sometimes don't realize early on in sobriety that everybody's higher power really has a good sense of humor. So your higher power will mess with you if you're not doing the work.
That is true.
And you know what? When, you know, a a sponsee comes and they're complaining to me and complain, this happened, this happened, this happened, and this series of similar coincidences keep happening in their lives.
Yes.
And I'll say to them, by the way, what is it we're working on right now?
Yeah.
Now, I don't do that because I want to see what they remember, because I really don't remember what each of my sponsees is working on. They better remember.
Yeah, it depends how many there are.
Yeah. I don't have that many. I've got four, but I don't remember which one's doing what. You know, so I'm like, what are you supposed to be working on right now? Oh, yeah. I had one guy tell me the other day that he did 1, 2, and 3, and he did his 4-step, and he did his 5th with somebody, and now he's reviewing 1, 2, and 3 again. And I said, why? I said, I'm just curious. I said, look, I don't get in the way of your sponsor. If that's what your sponsor has, you're doing great, but why? He goes, well, I want to make sure I really have those down well. I said, you did 4 and 5? I said, yeah. I said, the next indicated step after 5 is not
1. That is a bit strange.
It's 6.
You know, here's the thing along with what you were just saying about the number of sponsees. How many is too many? Shelly, how many sponsees is too many?
I don't know. I know some people that have like 10, and I think that's way too many. I personally, for me, I can't see myself having more than 2. I can't divide my attention that much.
ADD?
I don't know. I just feel like I think for me it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
Having too many people tucked up in my brain would be too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually in a position right now in my recovery where I need to have some mental runtime for myself.
True.
How about you, Mark? How many do you sponsor right now?
However many it takes to keep me sober.
Yeah. How many do you have right now?
Right now I have 4, kind of. But I have 2 that communicate with me regularly.
Do you have those ones that are on the fringe? Ones that don't require much runtime because you never hear from them?
Yeah. You know, the ones that I frankly don't remember where we are because, you know, I never work harder on somebody's sobriety than they do. And, you know, but like I said, I need however many it takes to keep me sober.
I have 2 that I work a lot with.
Mm-hmm.
I have a third and a 4th that I work sometimes with because they're just clipping right along and things are going, mm-hmm. okay with them. And I've got 1 that when he gets out, I'll probably be working a lot with him. But right now, he's in a recovery home. I only see him sometimes. And then there's another one who went out and just called me again the other day because I hadn't heard from him for weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had one call me today that I hadn't heard from in over a month.
Did you treat him with kid gloves?
He's with his mom.
Oh, well, I love I get the guy that calls me, and he's like, yeah, I went out. I'm like, yeah, I figured that. And you know what? There was no kid gloves on. I'm like, so how was it for you?
Yeah.
Worked pretty good. Is that why you're back? And he's like, and I said some
you
rather harsh.
You came back to report your success?
I said some rather harsh things to him. He's like, that's kind of hardcore. I'm like, dude, this is like his, 5th or 6th attempt. He's already been through a couple recovery homes. I'm like, dude, there's no secret what's going on here. If you do that, you're going to get loaded. If you get loaded enough times, you're going to die, go to jail, or be institutionalized.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you know what? And I'll tell you what. When I was new the last time, I went in and out so many times, people threw away the kid gloves and put on the boxing gloves. I'm telling you, they were like knocking me out. They're like, dude, shut up, sit down. You don't do anything. I'm not going to. I had people that said, I'm not even going to help you. Not going to help you. You're not ready. I said, I'll show you. So I
would I had a guy who you sponsor today that came into a meeting going in and out so many times, I finally got sick of hearing it.
Oh.
I
know who it is.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I had one that I actually cut loose, got pissed off at her because she told me flat out the only reason that she was doing this was to get her kids back. And I said, then you're going to drink. And I can't work with you.
Yeah.
I've never fired a sponsee, though I have threatened
mm-hmm.
sponsees. And it doesn't mean I wouldn't. You know, we heard a guy sharing about it last night, about what do you mean firing the sponsee.
How much paying him?
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, how much does your sponsee make? And they're like, what? And he goes, what, are you paying your sponsee? You're firing him? What the hell is that about?
Yeah.
They could fire you. Yeah. And I've been fired. Matter of fact, I got fired by a sponsee who now I sponsor again.
Yeah, me too.
Came back. He said, okay, I'm back.
I got fired and rehired almost immediately.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah. So
sweet.
But, you know, the one thing about the one guy that I got on him where I finally got sick of it, he did come up when he took his year cake and thanked me.
Nice. I have two sponsees just took year cakes. And another sponsee just took 18 mm-hmm. months. And another one that's at about coming up on 6 months, and another one that's on coming up on 90 days. Sweet. Well, that looks like about it. A recovery packed edition.
Jam packed.
Couldn't be any more packed.
Yep.
Shelley.
Yes.
Where are email addresses?
Shelley just made a hard left.
Yeah, brain cloud. I was expecting to talk about something else.
Shelley was a right hand turn in a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And I don't corner like I'm on rails.
The wall.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Sweet.
Cool.
And recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Yes.
If you would like to be a part of our crack sales staff or just sell crack or something like that. I don't know. What is it?
Wow.
What is it you always say?
It's our crack sales staff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And if you'd like to advertise, you can get a hold of us any way you want.
Yeah, any of those would be fine.
Even the Facebook
pages. Smoke signals will be good.
We'll pick them up
in the northern sky.
Hey, Mark, what about our friend back east?
You mean Bruce?
The other white meat.
Yeah, him. 12-Step Gazette. You can go up online and you can read his fine, fine publication.
Lots of
good stuff in there. Yep. And you can get it online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can get the subscription prescription. Mm-hmm. And he will send it to you in the post if you have an Alano Club or recovery home or someplace where you could use multiples. He'll provide you with multiples.
Wow.
For your facility.
If I don't read the 12-Step Gazette, will a woman come and squeeze my testicles?
Until they bleed.
Wow.
So. And if you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will give you all the information necessary to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your own little corner of the world.
I think more people should be jumping on that. Make some money in your recovery. Do a good thing. Help that thing get out in more places. I think it's awesome. We've got friends online at intherooms.com.
.com.
.com. That is kind of a puffing Facebook of recovery. You can go there. You can join the A of your choice. They've got NA... CA, and you know, every kind of A there. They've got sexaholics, they've got food people, they've got self-harm, they've got everything.
What happens if you relapse in Sexaholics Anonymous?
What? What happens? I think it's that you behave in a fashion that would be considered out of the norm, like, you know, you're going and put yourself in dangerous positions and things to have sex. It's not. I know it's not having sex is not the problem. Not everyone's celibate, but it's the actions they take.
Like we've all been in dangerous
You would have
positions.
A relapse if you went out and got hookers or something like that, or you'd have a relapse if you went and locked yourself in a room with tons of porn for, you know, 25 hours and didn't go to work and all that. Not that I
That's
would know.
That's not normal?
Not that I would know anything about it.
That's not normal?
I don't think so. Anyway, that's innerrooms.com. It's absolutely free. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Damn straight.
You betcha.
Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Sean Van Domelen.
Haven't heard from him. SleepyPilotMusic.com. I'm pretty sure. All right, everyone, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We are out.
And take care of you.